Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Saving Sex in the City 3, the podcast where I invite lollers on to imagine the plot of the movie that was ripped out of our dying fingers, Sex in the City 3.
Yeah.
The grave injustice that we'll never overcome.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Is it over? Why do you think it's over? Do you think it'll still come out? I feel like there's always still time and there's always still hope.
There's always still hope, but I feel like if Cynthia Nixon gets elected, which feels like it could happen, I think that's like the final nail in the coffin of like a Sex and the City 3 journey.
I'll bet she'd still do it. And don't they have term limits?
I don't know.
I mean, look, Will and Grace just was on TV. Roseanne just got fired for being a racist again. I mean,
I know.
Cycles, you know?
But I also think Sarah Jessica and Kim Cattrall need to patch up their feud before that anything can move forward.
Kim Cattrall's a monster on Twitter. Like, she'll go after anybody, and I think she's always been crazy. And Sarah Jessica is a monster on Watch What Happens Live. Like, when they ask her questions, and she acts like she's in the actor studio.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what'd you have really for serious breakfast? And she's like, well, when I was on Broadway, what we would do? I'm like, shut up, okay?
She's square like, peg. I don't know. And like, well, Kim Cattrall, I'm kind of team Kim.
Yeah, you almost died right now when I said she's a monster.
Yeah, you really offended me. So, but instead of throwing you out of the apartment, I'm going to tell you why I love Kim.
Okay.
Because A, her bass playing video with her ex-husband. Did you see that where she's like scatting?
No.
You've never seen this classic Kim moment?
No, okay. But I will be watching it the second I get home.
I need to send you this YouTube video where she is like, she filmed a documentary for HBO about sex, like during the Sex and the City era. And then there was a clip of it where she and her husband revealed that in their downtime, they love to just like improvise jazz together. And so she like scats while he plays a stand-up bass. And it's really a whole moment.
Okay, you can't tell me Kim What's Her Buns came out with a sex talk video and then talk about scatting. That is disgusting. And he filled my head with horrible things.
Yeah, so that's
now that I know it's jazz, I'm still kind of horrified. Is she good at it?
No, I mean, yes, but also it's one of those things that like if someone is taking themselves really seriously,
like me, yeah.
Yeah,
then that's how I sing.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's like secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, like cringy.
But she left a comment on Amy Schumer's Instagram yesterday. Like Amy Schumer posted something with her new husband and was like, we've been together 6 months. Sorry, I woke you up in bed by like farting this morning. And then Kim commented, Dutch ovens equal true love. And then I was like, even more team Kim.
Okay, well, here's where I say monster. I don't mean monster like I hate her. I've watched everything she's ever done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm old, so I'm a Mannequin fan.
Yeah.
Iconic. I remember being like, what happened to that lady?
Yeah.
You know, because she never came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else did she come in after that? I'm sure you've talked about this 9 million times. So
I haven't really gotten into like Kim's
But I heard she was crazy back then. So when I say she's a monster, I just mean, like, on set, I hear that she's a monster.
Not her reputation is this, right, that she's difficult to work with.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes genius, you know, it doesn't translate. I'm sure a lot of people think Kanye West is a monster.
Yeah, people said Nina Simone was just a total bitch. Mm-hmm. How dare you? I listen to her every time I'm drunk.
I love comparing Kim Cattrall to Nina Simone. She's the Nina Simone of Sex and the City.
She's basically like a brilliant pianist artist.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into your movie. Because I'm excited to hear what you came up with.
Me too. So, the Iraq War is still going on. Okay.
So wait, Sex and the City 3 takes place at current day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like in the future, like 5 years in the future.
Okay,
so
cool.
So it's not too far, but it's not present enough that anybody can argue with anything I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Chris Maloney, not Chris Maloney, he's from the other Law and Order. Mr. Big. Is in a coma,
mm-hmm,
because they were on a romantic trip in the Middle East and he like got shells in his, like
he crossed the lines of fire.
Yeah. Or something.
Accident.
Yeah. You know how shit happens.
Yeah.
Why would you go to the Middle East?
It's classic, like the dumbest trip. Yeah. Like, you're risking everything.
Yeah.
You're risking a bullet in the brain by going to the Middle East.
Totally.
And setting foot.
Yeah. And Carrie like still made it funny. Mm-hmm. It was a really good episode. Oh, so she finally got him back, and he's in a coma, and he comes out of it, and they don't think he's going to make it. And so it starts off kind of sad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling her, I want you to find somebody else. And she's like, I can't do that while you're, you know, even after you leave, like, we finally found each other. They're still together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we finally found each other again, so I can't just leave you here. Like, and he says, no, I want you to date, and I want to make sure that you find the right guy and don't waste your time again. So she's going to have to start dating, but, like, through him. He's going to, like, Cyrano her, you know?
Okay. Cool.
So he can make sure she's
finding. It's interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's, like, on the Bluetooth or whatever while she's on all these dates and mm-hmm. stuff.
Okay.
So, like, wacky almost coma hijinks ensue there.
Total.
And then do I just say the next girl?
Yeah, say the next girl, and then we'll go back and start at the beginning, and we'll, like, work through it all.
Okay, so Charlotte, Charlotte wants... kids, more kids.
Mm-hmm.
How many does she have now?
She's two right now.
Okay, so she wants like five.
Okay.
But her
five
husband,
more or five total?
Five total.
Okay.
So three more. And she's kind of, she wants like, her husband's not having sex with her anymore because he went impotent because no one really knows why.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're trying to figure it out. But she still wants more kids. So she gets permission from him to find a sperm donor. But all the girls are at the coffee shop talking about the NXVIM cult. What's it called?
Oh, NXIVM.
NXIVM.
Mm-hmm.
Is it NXIVM?
Is NXIVM a medication?
NXIVM is something. I think it's like your colon or for your hair.
But I thought the cult was also...
I thought it was pronounced NIVM, like never mind. Like, never mind.
Never mind.
Which we should know because the girls have to talk about it.
I just Googled it and it's classified. Google says that it's a multi-level marketing company.
Oh yeah, that's how they all start, isn't it?
A marketing, classic marketing company shenanigans. They are great at marketing, though.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, like, they got the girl
we
from
all
Smallville.
Know about them.
Like, how could such a cute girl be a sex trafficker?
I guess that it is NXIVM, but I always would read it as NXIVM, but maybe that's just my problem.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced NIVM, but how's it pronounced?
NXIVM.
NXIVM.
I don't know. NXIVM.
So Charlotte decides that for her new kids, she wants royal sperm, right? But she's not a royal. And she heard that one of the princes is, like, into this sex cult. So she wants to, like, go inside the sex cult and find out how to get some prince sperm.
Okay, cool.
So that's her thing. Miranda. Okay, so Miranda decides she wants to run for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I don't want it to be too similar.
Is she running for mayor or senator? What is she
don't
running
say
for
in
now?
Real life, but in real life she's governor, I think.
Governor,
she's running for governor, right? So, you know, I'm like, Cynthia
they're all Nixon. The same.
Yeah, they're all the same. They're people who take our money and shit it out, okay? So she's running for something. She's running for mayor, but she decides that to be taken seriously, she needs her old short haircut.
Okay.
You know, like the old Hillary cut.
Season one.
Yeah. So she starts wearing power suits and like a short haircut. but then people start thinking she's trans. And so she's like, at first offended, but then she's like, why would I be offended? That's nothing to be offended by,
yeah.
You know, because she's rad. She's mm-hmm. Miranda. But then she starts getting more attention as a mayoral candidate.
Okay.
So she just kind of runs with it.
Okay.
And then so hijinks ensue.
Okay, yeah. Great. All right. And then Samantha.
Samantha has had finally gotten pregnant. She like, it turns out that she froze an egg.
Oh, wow.
And so she's like, how old is she now? So
she's
if it's 5 years from now.
In her 50s, she might be 60.
Okay.
But you know what? Bridget Nielsen just had a baby or was pregnant. And I think she's like 60 years old.
Yeah. Kenya Moore is not that old. Like she's what, 50? Like coming up on 50 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pregnant.
Okay. I love like late in life pregnant ladies.
Yeah, I do too. And there's nothing that a high school kid loves more than having to like take care of their parents as they're dying. So, mm-hmm. you know, great for thinking of your kids.
Yeah. It's like
people. Perfect.
If you can time up your death with their graduation, then their graduation present can be whatever money is left over in your bank account.
And freedom.
Yeah. And then it's like, it actually is like so symbolic, like time to leave the nest because mommy is dead.
Yeah. Congrats. Yeah. You're an adult mm-hmm. and now you're traumatized.
Yeah.
But you have a little money.
But when you're 18, you have a little money. Good luck with college.
It's so bad. So she has finally decided that she's gonna like use this thing because the doctor calls her and is like, the freezers are on the fritz, and if you don't use this right now it's gonna go bad. And so she gets down there right away and like has it put in her, but we okay. don't know who the dad is.
Okay, great. All right, so I feel like this opens with like all the ladies out at brunch,
yeah,
as they're wont to do. Or maybe there's like a cold open where Big and Carrie are on. Okay, wait, no. I think the ladies are at brunch, Miranda, Charlotte, and Samantha, and they're waiting for Carrie to get back from her latest Middle East vacation. And they're so okay. excited, and they're like, can't wait to hear all about it.
Yeah. But and then they start making, like, Iraq jokes, mm-hmm. you know? Like, well, Kim Cattrall could be like, yeah, well, I've helped a few servicemen in my day, whatever. I've been shell-shocked too, ladies.
They're all like wearing kind of like caftans. There's like a little bit of nod to like Middle Eastern dress.
Yeah.
And then Carrie arrives and she's really devastated.
Yeah.
And
okay, so you know for the opening music, how it's mm-hmm. like da 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 da. So it does that. It's like a big flashy opening. And then you just hear bleep, bleep, and you see like the little drip. And then you see Carrie, like, really sad by a bedside, but we don't know who it is. And then the music starts going to the beat of the bleep, bleep, bleep. And then we're at brunch.
Yeah. And then it's, like, sweeping views of NYC and,
yeah.
like, crazy fashion on the streets and just, like, women power. And
yeah.
then close in, zoom in to the brunch table.
Oh.
And everyone's like, where's Carrie?
Movie.
She's, like, so late. Like, what's going on? And Charlotte's like, I have an appointment. Like, I have places to be. And Carrie walks in, and she's clearly, like, devastated over something.
But still looks, like, really good.
Yeah, looks amazing.
And, like, she's way too overdressed.
Mm-hmm. Like, perfect hair. She's wearing, like, some sort of, like, pillbox hat. Like, she's
yes.
having, like, a really, like, 60s kind of mod moment.
Yeah, she's having, like, a Jackie O and JFK dyed look, but,
yeah.
like, hot.
Yeah, with a huge skirt. Like, every time we see Carrie, she's wearing a completely inappropriate outfit, but it weirdly looks okay.
Yeah, always, because, you know, that's Carrie, guys.
Yeah, with, like, tights that are different colors. Like, one tight is green and the other one is, like,
yes,
purple.
And she's pulling off those, like, little... Okay, so she's in a Jackie O jacket. Maybe no top under, but, like, her boobs are pushed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she could be wearing different colored tights. And then those little short shorts where girls' butts hang out. Like, they come
oh,
up to here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she's, like, trying to rock those, but we still accept it.
Yeah, and the reason she's wearing this Jackie O outfit is because she reveals Big is in the hospital, and
yeah.
he got shot in the head. So
yeah,
this is, like,
Mr.
her
Big
nod.
Found Mr. Bigger.
Yeah, this is her
like
nod to,
line.
Like, Jackie's JFK assassination moment.
And then Kim can be like, so... Were you guys in a convertible? Like, was it the same thing? And she could be like, no, we were just like on a train car that was empty being pushed by some children, and he got hit by a passing, you know, bullet. Should it be a bullet, or maybe like a donkey was running by really fast and like spit up some gravel or something, like got stuck in his temple or something?
Yeah, I think it needs to be something that's like, because Sex and the City 2 was so offensive about like other cultures. So yeah, it needs to be a moment where it's like, I feel like the trope of Sex and the City movies are if you leave the US, like everyone's a savage. So
yeah.
So it's like they're in like Morocco or like Egypt, and like a camel like spits, and like a series of like kerfuffles happen, and Big like falls over into like a marketplace, like a pile of fruit.
Well, I wish we could kill him off. I mean, I would never kill off Mr. Big, but if she's like, I want to go shopping, and he's like, babe, that's all you do. Like, we're in Iraq. You can't be shopping here. She'll mm-hmm. be like, no, I am. You go to that store and try on vests, you know, mm-hmm. and then it could be like something like that. Like he just explodes or something. But I'd like want to keep him alive.
Yeah, I like him alive to like help her date. I think he's alive, but they're like, okay, wait. So they're in Iraq. They're like, maybe they're doing like, Carrie and Big have gotten into like erotic tourism, but like also like dangerous erotic tourism. So they were like, they're... Because Carrie, obviously, like, she's been writing about sex for so long, she's kind of running out of things to write about. So she, like, reads that you can go to, like, the front lines of the Iraq war and, like, have, like, a beautiful, glamorous vacation that's also super dangerous. So she, like, books the trip and is, like, kind of starting, like, she's, like, narrating her article, like, by crossing enemy lines... Are we crossing the line, the sexual line? And so,
can I put the I in Iraq? Will it always be they rack to me?
So, Carrie and Big are like being taken by a tour guide, like in war, and we see this like explained in like a flashback when she's like telling the girls what happened.
Yeah,
and we see that like Big gets shot by like a stray bullet. And the place that it enters his brain, it's like a bullet, since it's 5 years in the future, it's a bullet that can still just like keep going. So instead of killing you right away, this horrible bullet that the Iraqi war people invented.
Those advanced Iraq weapons that they've got.
It slowly penetrates your head, but it takes like 6 weeks to fully kill you. So it's like,
oh, okay,
the bullet
like
starts in your skin, but then it burrows its way into your skull until it hits like whatever cerebral cortex or some shit.
Yeah, that works.
And so it like slowly shuts your body down over time.
Yeah.
But the doctors are like, oh my God, we can't get it.
If we go into your brain,
it'll explode. It's rigged to explode.
Yeah.
This is science. This is the future.
Yeah. If we slow that bullet down at all.
Terror wars. Yeah.
I love that the terrorists are like giving people more time in the future. They're like, you know what? These bombs are just a waste of time. Let's have them die slowly.
They like a torture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like ISIS is like very into torture and slow, painful deaths.
Yeah.
Especially for Americans.
Yeah, they're very
and
selfish.
And especially for Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we'll get to this, but I have like a twist or something like that that we can explore down the line.
Okay.
Like, I feel like someone set them up for this, like knew, like we'll find out that someone had like set them up
for this, like for him to bullet. Get shot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, you know where else has a lot of foreign sex touring? Hmm. Nick's of Invisims.
Nick's
the Vixims.
Never mind. NVM. NBD. So Carrie's explaining this like horrible bullet brain situation, and everyone's like, where's Big now? And she's like, he's in the hospital, like he has 6 weeks to live.
Yeah, he's dying. And then Kim Cattrall's like, well, I understand getting shot up by something and having it take some time to come to fruition, right, girls?
And they're like, what are you talking about? And then she reveals in that moment that she's pregnant.
Yeah, that she just got impregnated by some almost unfrozen embryo or something.
Yeah, like she wasn't telling them until she hit the 3 month mark, but she has like a bun in the oven and it's on the way.
And it's between, it can only be, she didn't know like what kind of baby she wanted when she got her eggs frozen. So she had it injected with three different guys' sperm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wants to just like be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Charlotte, this upset Charlotte because she's been trying to get pregnant for years and it's just not working with Harry.
Yeah.
And when Samantha tells her that she's pregnant, Charlotte storms out of the restaurant.
Yeah, she starts crying. And they're at drag queen brunch. So one of the drag queens like brings her back in. And they're like, we thought she worked with us, but she doesn't. She's like, I'm sorry I'm wearing so much makeup. It's just because I'm so sad. And then they're like, why? And she says, because Harry hasn't been having sex. He's been impotent. We don't know why. He can only get it up at certain times, and I'm never there.
Yeah. Only by himself. Yeah, never only with by himself. Me.
Not even looking at porn, you know? And so she has to solve the like mystery. And she's like, I'm going to get pregnant. And then Samantha can sit, be like, well, you know, Carrie, I know she had a rough time, but she did have some really beautiful Instas from Iraq, and people there have really beautiful eyes. She'd be like, no, I don't want to. Why were you in Iraq? And she could tell her, you know, that whole sex tourism thing. Have you guys heard of that sex cult? Nixivium?
Yeah.
And they could be like, what is it? How do you pronounce it?
And then they're all, and then Miranda's like, Nvixim. She like knows the correct pronunciation. Yeah. She's like, I had a client that we just like had to get out of there. We just like filed a lawsuit against them. And they're very dangerous. Like, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, and they make it sound fun. Like, you're just going to be selling different lipsticks to girls. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, you're branding your vagina and you're stuck in there forever.
Yeah. Charlotte's like, I thought it was a marketing company. And Samantha's like, that's no PR firm I've ever heard of. And then like, Carrie's like, well, damn, I like wanted, like, I'm upset because that Big's dying, A, because he's dying, but B, because we were like, we had another sex tourism trip booked to like go hang with this cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, Mr. Big is wants me to date, you know, and find like the next husband or wait, has he told her that?
No,
yet?
He hasn't told her.
Okay,
that
never
yet.
Mind.
So, so they're like, so they're just like catching up to what everyone's doing. And then, and I think once Miranda talks about her client, Carrie's like, oh, but what happened? Like, but I thought you were wrapping up your work because you're going on like the campaign trail. And she's like, I am. This was just like the last, like, I signed my contract today, or like my contract ends today. And then it's like,
and then I'm
Miranda
on,
for mayor.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've been polling and people really, like, I don't know what it is. People are really not taking me seriously in my ideas. And this is such a man's club. And Samantha could be like, well, you need to look, you need to concentrate on your look.
Yeah. You need to sharpen up a little bit.
Yeah. You need to sharpen up. Maybe I can help you.
Mm-hmm. So Miranda and Samantha make a plan to like get a makeover to rehab Miranda's image.
Yeah.
Cause everyone's just like, oh, you're a mom. Like everyone's 5 years from now, people are sick of moms.
Yeah. Moms are over.
Moms are over. Like the mommy blogger bubble has popped. And like now it's like, the mom backlash has begun and people are just like eye roll at everything moms do. Like, we're over it. And Miranda's like, what am I going to do? Like, I am a mother. Like, I'm a working mother, but I am a mother.
Yeah. I planned on running on my baked ziti recipe.
Yeah.
Like, now and nobody relates to me. Like, moms just aren't cool anymore.
Yeah. And Samantha's like, yeah. So Samantha's like, you need a makeover. We need to
Samantha
make
Samantha can be like, you know who I take seriously? Men. They're gorgeous. I love them. You need a suit and a short haircut. You don't have to be a man, but people will take you more seriously. And Miranda can be like, that's not true. And then she could like gesture for the waiter to come over, and the drag queen waiter will just like look at her like she's nothing and then go to a man and give the man attention. She'll be like, oh, she's maybe like, she's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So Carrie dismisses herself because she has to go back to the hospital to like tend to her dying husband. She has to like go home and like bring him a cashmere blanket or something, and like his slippers and like a copy of the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. And like some DVDs of like other Law and Orders that he wasn't on.
Mm-hmm.
So he could just feel jealous, like he's missing work.
Yeah. So like as she's home gathering things up, she kind of is having this like sad moment, like a really real grounded moment of sadness that her husband is like facing a death sentence.
Yeah. She could be like, when the love of your life dies, does that mean you die, or do you keep living but your heart dies? And if your heart dies, does your brain die?
Mm-hmm.
And if your brain dies, does your MacBook die? Because that's already been an episode. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah. And like she's gathering stuff up and you kind of get this montage, like throwback moment of all their like happiest relationship like moments.
Yeah.
And she goes to the hospital and Big is awake. And he motions over to her to, like, come sit with him. So she, like, climbs onto his little, like, hospital bed. Because, you know, she's so tiny. And he's like, I've been thinking. And I really want you to be able to find love once I'm gone.
It, like, when she sits on it, it could be like, beep, 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 beep. Like, it starts going up. And then the nurses could come rushing in and be like, no, no, get off of me. Could say, no, I need her with me. And she'd be like, what is it going to be like? When I'm not, when you're not here for me to crawl up on and wonder when the next time to wax your back is. And then he can be like, I don't want you ever to crawl into bed alone again. I know that it was so hard for you for so many years.
He's like, you deserve love, kid.
You deserve love, kid. You know, we found each other, but this is just another chapter in a blog. She's like, you mean a book? Whatever you call them these days, kid.
She's like, I don't think I could ever do that. Like, how could I meet someone else? Like, you're my one. Like, I don't know. And he's like, I'll help you.
Yeah, he'll be like,
I got a trick or two up my sleeve.
Look, there's only one person I know better than me, and that's you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not going to have an easy time of this, and that's why I'm going to help you, okay? I know your history. Let's write your new history together.
Yeah. He's like, this will be the ultimate. It's kind of like he poses it to her like it's the ultimate sex tourism.
Yeah.
It's like your dying lover, husband, choosing your next like life partner for you.
Yeah, because maybe in Iraq was the first time that they were willing to put their keys in a bowl. Like they were going to try a new thing or something, you know? So he's like, we can still take that next step together.
Yeah, like they were staying at swinging was also part of the sex tourism of like just going to the front lines of war. Okay, love that.
We have made Iraq so fun.
Iraq
so
is many people. I love that it's like, I'm imagining that like itinerary, like A, where they stay is like really chic and like beautiful. It's like an Amman hotel or something, like Amman, Iraq. And then like the itinerary for the day is like, 9 a.m., like, coffee and, like, continental breakfast, like, local fare from the farmer's market. And then, like, 11:30 is, like, excursion to the front lines. And then, like, 3:30 is yoga. And, like, 5 is a massage. And then there's, like, dinner. And then the swingers party.
At 6, we all come our donkeys. And then at 7, we go to, you know, the women go to bed and the men have cigars. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so romantic.
Yeah, and it's just, like, so different and, like, cultural. So he's, like, don't worry, like, I'm gonna set this up, like, this can be our final, like, adventure.
Yeah.
But Carrie's still, like, she's not so sure, but she wants to make her dying husband happy, so she agrees, like, reluctantly to go on this journey.
Yeah, and besides, her blog is kind of seeing hard times because she's run out of stuff to write about. I mean, she tried to find something new. She thought she was gonna have, like, a 10-part series in Iraq, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So, you know, now she's going to try this whole, like, you know, people are more open about their sexuality and their sexual experiences. And so maybe I'll blog as a married woman with a dying husband who's swinging.
Well, maybe she was going to write a book about this, like, new phase of their relationship and all the, like, crazy sexual shit they were doing in their, like, twilight years.
Yeah.
But since Big is now, like, dying, she has to really rethink, like, what is this book going to be? And so then she's like, oh, this is, like, the perfect...
Yeah.
This is the perfect setup for a book.
Yeah. If you could have your better half picking your new better half, what would your better half tell the lesser half? I'll just have her stare off into space.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't help but wonder.
Would he pick himself for me? Or would he pick me for me? That would be really weird.
Yeah. So then we cut to, I think we cut to, like, Samantha and Miranda having their, like, makeover.
Samantha is just, like, so excited to be pregnant because her whole life has been filled with women. Oh, I'm so pregnant. The gift of motherhood. And she's always had to deal with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's her turn to be pregnant. So she's just doing, like, every great thing that pregnant women get to do, even though she's not really showing yet. Like, she's pushing people out of the way at calves and being like, I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, eating all the muffins off of a tray. It's like she's just binging everywhere they go.
Yeah. She's like, carbs. I'm eating for two now. It's like, I haven't eaten like this since I was gangbanged in 1999. Really worked up an appetite there. And so she's like living also like luxury. Like I feel like she has like a in-house masseur or someone that's like, she has like a variety of men at her beck and call to like tend yeah. to her like pregnancy needs.
Well, she's also got that special like young, one of the young ones that she banged that she's mm-hmm. like, well, that was just a chapter in my life. Bye now. But he just keeps coming back around. So they've kind of stayed friends because he's like secretly in love with her, but she has walls up so she can't let him be in love with her.
Yeah. Maybe the guy who's coming around is Sam Jones. Remember when she...
The waiter?
Not the waiter. That was Smith Jared. But remember when Samantha, like someone, I think she was getting phone calls and some people were like, is this Sam Jones? And she was like, yes. But they were like, no, it's not Sam Jones. So she went on this whole thing to find who Sam Jones was. And it was like a college student.
Okay, Sam Jones. Do you remember Jones, this?
And
yeah.
like at NYU. And then I think she slept with him just to like make his day.
Okay, awesome. So
but it's maybe
Sam Jones
has yeah, been coming
he's just
around.
Been coming around.
Yeah, he's like a little. He's still pretty thin, but he's like cut up a little bit and like cares
like
about
he's trying.
Her.
Like yeah. he has highlighted hair and maybe like a nose piercing because mm-hmm. he's like trying to be. Like he's been trying to be whoever she's dating currently, and yeah. so he keeps like changing his look to try and compete with like whoever she's dating currently.
Yeah, and he always is like he's checked in on her for forever because like she took his virginity and like lit up his life and things were never the same after that for him. So yeah. he'll always hold a candle for her.
And she's not really like that close. Like she doesn't pay him that much mind, but since he kept coming around, she felt bad for him and just started giving him little jobs to do, like a little task. Maybe she went on, found him, you know, got him signed up to TaskRabbit. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'll help you, you know?
Yeah. So like when Miranda comes over, Sam Jones is there. And then Samantha's like, go on, go like drop, take my shoes to go get fixed or pick up my dry cleaning.
Yeah. And like, Miranda sure. can be like, God, he's been around almost as long as Steve. And Steve doesn't do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Samantha can be like, I told you even back when you were single, just count on a rabbit.
So Samantha's called a hair and makeup team to come and like revamp Miranda's like whole look.
Yes, and because it's this show, it has to be like Stanley.
Stanford. Oh, Anthony.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so Anthony and Charlotte's like on board. So she's like, Anthony would be perfect for this. So she sends Anthony over and then it's like together, he and Samantha are gonna like really just like makeover Miranda.
Yeah.
And so they give her the short haircut, but I feel like they also like shave the sides of her head like really
yeah,
close.
Like super
like
short.
It's like a 2018 version of like her 1998 haircut.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. 20
like
years later.
Powder a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Back then Miranda.
Yeah. And like I feel like, do they like dye Miranda's hair? Do they get rid of her red hair?
Yeah,
and, like,
because Miranda doesn't have like her bright red hair anymore.
They
and
do
so
jet
she's
black.
Because like, Samantha, you know, secretly tells him like, she needs a makeover, but who do you take most seriously in the world? And he'll be like, men. And she'll be like, yeah.
Exactly.
He'll be like, straight men. They get everything. And she'll be like, yeah, exactly. Wink, wink. So they'll say like, are you okay with getting your hair dyed? And she'll be like, okay. And they'll be like, are you okay with getting a new bra that fits you properly? Okay. I can't believe I'm letting you guys do this. But then they dye her hair like all the way gray. And the new bra is like more restricted.
Yeah. I feel like what they do is they make her look like a fuckboy. Like they make her look like a her new like personal brand. She looks like a hype beast, like
I
Fairfax, like fuckboy.
Fairfax fuckboy?
Yeah.
I like that because Stanford could be thinking men and mm-hmm. Samantha's thinking straight men and he's thinking like twinks rule the world.
Yeah.
Know? So yeah, they make her like a hot fuckboy.
Yeah. And cause like no one can resist a fuckboy and no. like they slowly but surely like manipulate and ruin your life. So they're like, who's the most powerful man ever? It's the fuckboy. So they make Miranda look like a fuckboy and she looks great.
Yeah. Like she looks
we
like
see,
hotter than ever.
Yeah. Like her, we see that she's like, actually like she's really fit and the clothes look amazing on her and she's just like serving this like really intense like haircut with kind of like she has like she's wearing like streetwear like she's
yeah,
looking
like
good
because she I imagine that would look kind of like Ross Perot mixed with like hot twink fuckboy like if you mush those two together in a Snapchat mushy face.
Yeah, and so we're gonna go with gray hair.
I don't have to stick with gray hair.
I don't mind gray hair, like where it's like she's been around, like she, it looks like she's been around for a long
time.
She's like
king of the fuckboys.
Yeah, and it makes her look like way more established. And everyone's like, wait, who is that? Like,
yeah.
GQ starts to pay attention and like does like a profile.
Yes. And then when she has her new look and she's like proud as Samantha is walking down the street, as Samantha is demanding everything, people are assuming it's for this fuckboy. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe she's they think she's the assistant because she'll be like, we need a table. Excuse me. I'm changing the world, meaning she's having a baby, but they could be like, oh my God, she's with the king of the fuckboys. Get them a table. And so they could start getting like attention everywhere they go.
Yeah. And I think that Samantha probably has Miranda do like a photo shoot to where she's like, that's like her new like campaign photos. And then Samantha being like so PR savvy, just like sends them out to every news outlet and magazine. And like suddenly they're all running stories about Miranda, but they've like misgendered her, and they think that like somehow someone got their wires crossed, and they're like billing her as this like trans candidate.
Yes, and because she was with Samantha, and Samantha got them that really important table and some press, and Samantha says she's pregnant, then everybody's like, oh my God, this is going to be like the first trans mayor with a pregnant wife. Like,
yeah,
it's like a mystery.
Maybe they think people get really confused when they see Samantha and Miranda out together, like after the makeover.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, like they do some digging and they're like, oh, Miranda was a, like, used to be a woman, but now they don't know. So they just assume, because it's like 5 years from now. And so, and everyone, like the political correctness of like the trans conversation
is
come and gone.
Yeah,
and they're
just
like, oh yeah, she's trans. And then, and that she's like married or like in a partnership with Samantha. So someone publishes it, like GQ or some huge, big, there's some huge piece, like New York Times comes out and is like, does like a profile.
Yes.
And it's
also
totally
really
inaccurate.
Yeah. And it's also totally impressive. Because Samantha's like a pregnant 60-something-year-old, right?
Yeah.
So that's like really breaking ground. And
it's
she's
huge.
Pregnant from Miranda.
Yeah.
And so,
like they got a sperm donor, but they're going to co-parent. But Miranda is trans and Samantha's like an older woman having a baby. And then Samantha's like, who the fuck fact checked this article? Like, what the fuck is happening? And then we see Sam Jones and we realize, like, we cut back to a moment where he's like, New York Times is on the phone. She's like, deal with it. So like Sam Jones was the one that like just gave the okay for the New York Times to say everything, to like report completely inaccurate information about
Sam
Miranda.
Sam Jones is all upset.
Yeah. So now we're like, I think it's like we're back. We need a Charlotte moment.
So we need to
moment.
Come back. Yeah, we need to come back.
Yeah. I think
so,
that like
the, that was, I think, like their act one and two, right?
Yeah, or like act one. And I feel like it's like this, we see like a paper getting delivered, and maybe like, or maybe when we realize Sam Jones like fucked up all the facts, we cut to Charlotte in her Park Avenue apartment, and she's reading the article, and she's on the phone with Samantha, and she's like, none of this is true. Like, what's going on?
Or she's like, she's in her kitchen reading, and her husband is sitting there. Well, her husband has a newspaper first.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes in. She's like, hi, honey. Would you like me to make you some? And she notices he's got like a big old boner while he's reading. And she's like, oh my God, what are you reading? And she takes the paper from him. And he's like, nothing, nothing. I don't even know what happened. You know, stop worrying. Stop freaking out. You're freaking me out. And then they have that moment. And she just looks at it. And she's like, wait a second. And then Samantha calls and is like, can you believe this? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
She's like, can you believe my husband just got a boner? And I think it's because he saw you guys on the newspaper.
And she's
like, what am
like,
I supposed to think?
She's like, well, honey, you're welcome. He said he couldn't get it up, and now he clearly has. You want me to let you go so you can consummate?
He wouldn't be the first couple I've helped.
Yeah, and she's like, no, no. Like, she looks over, and the boner's gone, and she's like,
he's
no.
He's just gone frustrated.
He's mad.
He went upstairs.
Some other time. And then Samantha and Charlotte, I think, are, like, really bonding over her pregnancy because, like Charlotte's gotten over her initial, like, anger about it and now is, like, having a lot of fun, like, helping Samantha navigate pregnant life.
Yeah, she can be like, so are you taking care of your feet?
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
She's like, well, my feet grew 2 sizes. And she's like, that's usually what happens, but I'll like you should go see like so-and-so at Barney's and they carry all the large sizes and like they'll hold special ones.
She could be like, when does the throwing up part start? Well, that part sounds great. I've been eating a lot of muffins.
She's like, well, I think that that's already happened because you're in your second trimester. And Samantha's like, damn. And then, and so like, they're kind of having like cute moments.
It took me so many misters to get here.
And Charlotte is like, maybe she asked Samantha for advice on like what to do about the whole Harry situation. Or maybe she hangs up and then she goes.
She's probably like looking at, while Samantha's going on about like random pregnancy things that she's going through, like not throwing up. And then Charlotte's been trying to make her go to Mom Lottie's or whatever. And so she's like complaining about how hard it is being fabulous and pregnant at the same time. And Charlotte's just kind of zoning out and looks down at the paper and sees like the sex scandal, the sex scandal. And then she's like, wait a minute, have you ever heard of this thing? And she's like, yes, but I've already had my vagina branded and I did it myself. And it was Yosemite Sam. I mean, what a mistake. And she's like, well, are guys a part of it too, or is it only women? And she's like, oh yeah, royalty. I mean, it's rumored that the Prince of England was...
Wait, so I love too that 5 years in the future, this cult is still active. Like, things have not gotten wrapped up.
Like, well, it's like Satanism. You keep saying it, and then people are like, that sounds fun. I've heard about this thing called Satanism, and now it's bigger than ever.
So the leader of it is like, maybe the leader is put in jail, and like Smallville actress is put in jail, but there's a new leader has emerged.
Yes.
And like rebranded the cult to where it's like, they moved, oh, here's what they did. They moved the cult to England.
Okay, I like it.
Post-Brexit, they...
Oh, I love a movie, because you can travel. Like
yeah,
that.
So Brexit happened, and then that cult said, hey, we're going to go somewhere where they clearly just, like, love crazy white people, and so they, like, they all go to England.
Somewhere they can keep a secret.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
And so the cult is now based out of England, and now there's rumors. It's, like, gotten to, like, Illuminati status, where it's, like, is Prince Harry, like, part of this cult? Like,
right, yeah, it's, like, totally gossipy.
Yeah.
And Kim Cattrall, I mean, Samantha could be no help, you know? She could be like, well, I mean, I met him at a donkey show, so you never know when you're going to meet these people. So, like, Charlotte is totally, totally believing that she can go meet him. And she's like, and Samantha can be like, look, everyone's calling it a sex cult. Let me tell you what a sex cult is, okay? Church meetings, those are hard. These are hot people having sex. What's the problem, you know? So she can make it seem like it's easy, you know? And Samantha will be like, oh, well, if I can meet royalty there and just get some sperm, and I, you know, there's no membership fees or whatever.
Like, maybe I can go, like, get knocked up.
Why not?
Or maybe she just sees it and she's, like, intrigued. Because then she has a conversation with Harry and she's, like, about the boner that was, like, there for 2 seconds and went away. And he's, like, that's when he tells her, like, you know what? If you need to go outside of this marriage and you want to have kids, like, feel free.
Yeah.
And then
she can be like, I don't want to leave you. And he can be like, I don't want to leave you and I don't want you to leave me, but I'm freaked out and you're even freaking me out more.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you need to go do interviews for sperm, do whatever you need. I want to keep having kids with you and I love you. And then she could be like, Carrie.
Yeah.
Do I need to make love to make the children or whatever? And Carrie can be like, no, it's a new world now. You could just go find your sperm now.
I think we then get to Carrie and she's like on a date. And we see her that she has like a little thing in her ear and like Big's on the other end of the Bluetooth from his hospital bed.
Yeah.
And Carrie's on a date. Like, who is she on a date with?
Carrie's on a date with, well, I think that Big helped her. At first, he's helping find the dates, right? Because he's super involved in
yeah,
it.
Like he set this date up.
Right. So they were on like Tinder. Well, it wouldn't be Tinder. It'd be something like for rich people. What do rich people use? It would be like one of those rich people apps.
Yeah, like he put Carrie on Raya or something and then like got her a date with like
some old guy. It's like probably his age. Actually, it's probably just like him. It's probably someone just like him. He looks like him.
Maybe and he talks like him.
By Chris Maloney.
Yeah, I love that.
That would be good.
Yeah,
right?
So Carrie's on a date with Chris Maloney, like Mr. Big 2.0.
Yeah.
In a suit, and it's like freaking her out because he talks the same. Like he says the same stuff. And like Carrie's like, this isn't like this isn't working. Like, this, I hate this. Like, I don't want, like, I don't want 2.0. I want the real thing.
And Big could be, since he's telling her what to say, he could be feeding her lines, like, from their first season on their first date, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where she would normally have been like, oh, you know, I really don't want anything real. He could be giving his lines. So he's, in other words, the scene is him dating himself because he's just giving the same lines he used to.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turns out that the new Mr. Big hates the regular Mr. Big and is, like, totally not into him. He's like, you're not sexy and you're not ready to commit.
Yeah.
And I'm not wasting, like, my time with you.
Seems like you have, like, a lot of commitment issues and you're just, like, not ready for this relationship. And then Big, like, feeds Carrie a line and it's like, and then she's like, he's like, yeah, abso-fucking-lutely. And she goes, abso-fucking-lutely? And then he's like, well, like, thanks so much for, like, wasting my time, but, like, I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm out of here. And then, by the, like, way, going by code name is stupid. Grow up. You're 70.
So then Carrie, like, goes back to the hospital and she's like, that was, like, not, she was like, that wasn't a success. Like, that was not the look. Like, I don't think that you should be, I don't think that you should be doing this for me.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not gonna find another you.
Yeah, and I don't want another you. Like, I just want you. So Carrie's really depressed. Charlotte is, like, distressed and in need of sperm. Samantha is, like, pregnant and maybe getting bored. And Miranda is, like, just keeping up with her lie.
Miranda's, like, seeing posters of herself all over town. Like, Miranda's suddenly got this, like, grassroots movement behind her.
Yeah. She's normally, she wouldn't lie like this, but, like, she's just, the moment came where she could deny it. Yeah, but she just decided not to deny it. And now her campaign is, like, popping off. But, like, every, like, Steve is like, Miranda, when are you going to tell? When are you going to tell the truth? And she's like, truth is relative. Like, she just doesn't want to think about it. And she knows, I think, that the moment that she comes clean about this, like, it's curtains for her. Like, you cannot lie about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but the good thing is, like, she is really getting her real issues out there.
Yeah.
Because as she's getting more attention, people are like, what do you care about? And she's like, I want an end to cigarette butts. Yeah. I want, you know, little cans where people, where when people throw a cigarette butt on the ground, it shocks their feet. That's what I want, fucking people with their cigarette butts. Like, Miranda's always mad about everything.
Yeah, so she's making, like, a lot of progress and, like, getting cool ideas out there, but she's also, like, it's all under the facade of this, like, lie that she's perpetuating. So she's in a real pickle because, like, if people find out, it could take away from, like, all the good strides that she's made for, like, society.
Yeah.
So I think that Carrie then gets an email from, like, her sex tourism concierge who's like, are we, I just am writing you to confirm your trip to the UK for your next excursion. And she realizes, fuck, in all of this, like, craziness and dealing with Big's health problems and, like, trying.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To date, I totally forgot to cancel my, like, sex tourism subscription. Yeah.
And she's like, but also Charlotte, I need somebody to go with. Who would I go with? And then, like, Charlotte can call and be like, oh my God, I think my husband just got a boner looking at Samantha and Miranda's picture on the newspaper.
Yeah.
I need to get out of here. And she can be like, oh my God, do you want to come to the UK?
Yeah. And Carrie goes, well, and they also tell her as, like, an added incentive. She's like, what if I cancel? And they're like, it'll be $75,000 if you cancel. Because, like, they take this really seriously. So there's, like, lots of fees involved. So Carrie's like, fine, well, could I make it a trip for four? And then cut to, like, all the ladies like walking through the airport.
Was that like her scatting?
Yeah, it was kind of like that, actually. not dissimilar from that.
I'm with you. I was just scoring you.
It was great. It was a bit, it was, I liked a lower register of it too. Cause it is sneaky, dangerous. You know? Yeah. It's sneaky, like, and dangerous. Jinx,
and it would have that 80s thing, like ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. And Big is excited. He's like, yes, go to this. Like, it'll be fun for you. I'll be on the iPad and the Bluetooth. So, right. Like, if you meet anyone, like, I'll be there. And then also, like, if anything goes weird, like, you have me to lean on, even right. though I'm in the hospital and, like, bedridden.
Right. Like, and I'll then call Samantha's like, I can't fly. What are you talking about? I'm pregnant. And they're like, well, you'll get upgraded to first class. And she's like, I'm in.
Yeah. So they all are walking through the airport in, like, a beautiful, like, fashion travel moment.
Yeah.
And it's, like, slow-mo as they, like, go into, like, the first class lounge. And Samantha is just, like, having her way with the first class lounge buffet. And just, like, piling plates of food.
And as she gets bigger, she's like, girls, you know, as I was getting older, people have started maybe dropping off. It's, like, been more work to get men. But now that I'm gaining weight, I mean, this is amazing. And yeah. So suddenly she has this thing where guys are just into bigger women.
Yeah. And her boobs are like 10 times bigger than they were. So she's just like voluptuous now. And Miranda.
But she's also like knocking things off tables because she's not used to it.
Yeah. There's lots of physical comedy where it's like her ass like knocks things over.
Yeah, and like presses buttons on accident. Yeah. You know?
So I think Miranda, oh, and like as they're going through the airport, like people are taking photos of Miranda on her phone. Like she's fully famous now as this, like the trans candidate. They're like, oh my God, look, it's Miranda and Samantha. And like taking photos of them and like wondering where they're off to. And Miranda, we don't know this, right? We don't know this yet, but she has decided that she's going to take down this cult. And if she can destroy this cult, then she can come clean about her lie.
Oh, that's so good.
And okay, everyone so will way, forgive her.
Yeah, that's so good because Charlotte really had no reason to commit to going to this cult. So
no, Charlotte's like intrigued. Like yeah, she wants to like mingle with the royal family. Yeah. Yeah, but like
she's been like, wow, it would be cool to meet like a royal and get a sperm for free, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. So okay. They fly God, like first class.
We've got something here.
We have something. Really got we've cracked something it. Here.
Yeah.
So the ladies fly and then they like land, there's like sweeping shots of like Big Ben and like the London Bridge and all that shit. And yeah.
And then those guys who just stand there.
Yeah. And the ladies like check into or they like meet their like tour guide at the airport. Like someone has a sign for them and is like, I'm going to whisk you away to like put on these blindfolds and like get in the car.
Oh, okay.
So they're all in like an Uber SUV.
I feel so bad for them. They used to be so classy. And Carrie could be like, well, we better keep it together because if we miss one excursion.
Yeah. Samantha's like, I thought this was supposed to be VIP. And Carrie's like, Samantha, it's like the thing where when you're so rich, like then you slum it. And that's like even more VIP than having like,
there's no more VIP than I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay,
and like,
Carrie.
And like being treated like shit is like the ultimate VIP experience and like in weird suburbans and stuff. So they drive out, like we see the car, like drive out to the country and like rolling hills of like the English countryside, like blah, blah, blah. And they get to this cult and are like welcomed, like the I think like the guy just like drops them
so
off on the side of the
road. Tourism spot is the actual cult.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So they get there, but they don't really know what it is like, exactly, right?
Yeah. So like the sex tourism.
I think
tourism,
it's like multi-level marketing.
Well, I think
like
they know
free.
Because it's been like
oh, yeah,
in the news
they know
and
it's
they
the
move.
Same cult, yeah.
But so like for this service.
Oh yeah, because Miranda's going to take them down. Sorry, yeah. Everybody.
So this for this service, like that Carrie and Big have signed up for, it's like you just pay like an insane amount of money and then they say like we lined up this dangerous situation but the people that are like in the cult or in the Iraq war don't know, so they like seamlessly just work you into these, but it like the whole secret is like the cult would never accept someone if they knew someone was paying vacation service
and
to, like,
you would
arrange
have
it.
To and you would have to pass certain tests
yeah which
right,
makes it even more dangerous because it's like there's no paper trail, really.
Right. So first, they have to pass all these tests.
Yeah. Yeah. So the guy that drops them off and he's like, okay, Miss Bradshaw, like, I will see you. And like, it's like a 5-day, like, immersive experience. So he's like, meet me here in 5 days and like, have so much fun. And then he like drives off.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's gone. So then Samantha realizes that she left her milk pumper in the car, even though she doesn't need it yet and she hasn't had a baby. She's like trying to keep everything that she might need just so she can prove that she's pregnant. And she's like, damn it, I lost my milk pumper. And like, don't worry about it. So they go in and they meet this girl who's not the girl from Smallville. Mm-hmm. She's more like Tori Spelling. Like, she's played by Tori Spelling.
Yeah, love it.
And she's really like, hi, welcome. And they're confused because she's so nice and it seems like really clean. It seems like a normal, fun business.
Like, yeah, like it's pretty. It's like really beautiful. Like, have you seen those pictures of like Soho House in like the Soho House has like a countryside Soho House in England.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so it's all like cottages and it's fires. Beautiful. It's like so beautiful.
Like, it's like Scientology. Like, you never would know if you hadn't heard the stories. You're like, oh my God, this religion has its own like 5-square block radius. It's beautiful, you know?
And Tori Spelling is like playing a character of like an actress. Like, her character in the movie is like an actress that used to be like famous on television. So so Tori signed on for the role because she's like, finally I get to play like what I always wanted to be but never could achieve.
She's like, guys, I understand what it's like not being fulfilled. I used to date someone I thought of as Superman. But didn't work out. All right, but here we are. Let's keep focused. And so she gives them a tour of all these lands and everybody seems so happy. And Miranda's like, I don't know, maybe I'm rethinking this. Like, this isn't bad. How could this be bad?
She's like, you guys, like, I think that they like kind of wander upon the scene and it's like they play it like all the four ladies play it like, oh, we were lost, like, or our car broke down, but do you mind if we like stay here for a while? And they're like, sure. And so they set them up in this like beautiful cottage and they each like have their own bedroom and like get a fire going. And they're like, wow, this is kind of like amazing.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, girls, we haven't taken a trip in a long time. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is just the reset we needed.
Yeah.
And then Samantha and could be like, do you guys see that out there? And Miranda could look out and be like, what is that? She could be like, is it a fawn? She goes, no, I think that's just red hair. You know, it's what they call a ginger hero. You know, like me. And then Charlotte can like perk up. Yeah. And be like, where'd you see it? And they could be like, oh, it just went behind that cottage over there. And Charlotte could be like, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. So Charlotte like sneaks out to have her like meet cute with who she thinks is Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Is Prince Harry still with Meghan Markle in this, or are they divorced?
I think he's just like cheating.
Okay.
You know, because it's a sex cult. Mm-hmm. I think like there's no rules or whatever, but I think it's just rumored that he's there. We don't know if he's there or not. But she's just thinking, she just wants a sperm anyway.
Like, yeah.
She's going to stay married.
Yeah, because I was going to say, he could even be like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle divorced, and he's so devastated. He had like kind of a nervous breakdown and went off the radar, and no one has known where he is, but like he's been in this sex cult the entire time.
Okay.
So Charlotte runs off to like hopefully lay some groundwork with like Prince Harry.
Yeah.
In hopes that he'll like impregnate her and give her the baby of her dreams.
So she's out.
Yeah.
So then it's just the three girls sitting around and Miranda's like, God, I'm so glad it's nice actually for the first time to not be getting attention, you know, for my political career.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha could be like, oh my God. Like, she could feel a kick or something, but then they could call a doctor over and be like, oh my God, we think our friend's going into labor. And then the doctor comes over and he's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes Samantha away.
Yeah. He's like, let me come to our medical like offices and I'll examine you. Cause she's like only like 4 or 5 months pregnant. So it would be like really bad if she went into labor right now.
And also that she's feeling a kick. It's like, I don't know if you feel them then.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. Let's just pretend you can't. So she is, maybe when they were walking in, she kind of saw the you know, like this handsome guy in scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, ow, my baby, so that she could go meet this doctor.
Yeah. So he takes her off, but like everyone in the cult gets really excited that like a pregnant woman has arrived because like they believe that like there's going to be like a child brought to them. And so like they're keeping close tabs on Samantha.
Yeah,
because like she could be bearing the chosen one.
When he comes to get her and take her, she could see like people popping from behind trees.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picturing it kind of like Big Love mixed with the Soho House, where like everyone's in white.
Yeah, and everyone's like really posh, but there's something kind of weird.
Right, and she just notices that everybody's looking at her.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Is it my new boobs?" Like she thinks it's her.
She thinks it's just because she's like hot, and also she's like a celebrity partner to Miranda.
Yeah.
Who's like known worldwide at this point. So like, okay, Charlotte and Carrie, I feel like everyone in this cult is like keeps like inviting them to like they invite them to afternoon tea and the cult members are like, you know, this gets such a bad rap, but like we're just like a multi-level marketing like company.
Yeah. Well, maybe they have like a schedule of things they have to do, you know, because mm-hmm. they're like in this cottage and then they're at this cult. So Charlotte's gone off. Samantha's gone off. So now it's just Carrie and Miranda, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to choose from the calendar of things to do. So what would Miranda choose to do at this cult? Maybe she's doing like...
Maybe she's doing horseback riding, like hunting.
Okay. Oh, I've got something.
What?
How about she goes to a puzzle thing?
Okay.
Like a puzzle making class.
Okay, love that.
So she's like, I'm going to go make puzzles with people because you know what? I'm really just here to like talk to people. And that's going to be, we're going to be sitting down. We're going to be figuring things out together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring this community together and fight the oppressor, whatever. And then Carrie is like, well, I've got to bang like someone great. Like if
yeah.
I'm going to get sperm here, I've got to bang someone great. So she has like a FaceTime with Big. And he's like talking like from down here, like he's like really bad at FaceTiming.
Mm-hmm.
But then they finally get it together, and he's like, okay, so what are you going to try for your second round of man? And she'll be like, well, you know, I don't want him to be too young because I don't want to make you feel bad when you're alive, but I don't want him to be like you. So I've picked out the new leader of this thing because it's like the most powerful. It's the most powerful person here, right? And
yeah.
I'll be like, good. That's all I've wanted for you, some success.
Yeah.
That's why I tried to hook you up with Other Big.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, let's not talk about Other Big. Like, don't yeah. go there.
Yeah, that's over.
Yeah.
We're starting over.
So she's like, so what should I do? Like, does she just wants to, like, bang him, right? Like, she does, or does she want to be with him?
She wants somebody that she can bring home to Big, but she knows that he's only going to be happy if it's somebody who's successful and can take care of her,
mm-hmm.
but also understands her. So he's got to be kind of crazy too, you know?
Yeah, like, maybe
eccentric.
Yeah, maybe Carrie's like walking around, like she and Big get on the iPad together, and she's like walking around, and he's like trying to coach her, like she's kind of pointing the iPad at different like men that are around. And Big's like, no, I don't think so. Or like, he's like, or Big's like, what about that guy? And she's like, I don't know. And she's like, honestly, everyone's kind of weird around here. Like, I don't know. And then we see like out of nowhere,
just
the leader,
gorgeous.
Like
yeah.
so gorgeous.
Like huge, shiny eyes and big kinky hair. Almost like a hippie, but like clean. And
played by hot. Javier Bardem.
Yeah, okay.
So Javier Bardem, like, walks out, and Carrie just, like...
She, like, presses the off button on the iPad.
Yeah.
Like, signal lost.
Mm-hmm. She drops the iPad, and it shatters.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, like, that's the guy. And she doesn't know it at the time, but he is the leader of NXIVM.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Tori Spelling can be like, oh, my God, what's his name, do you think?
Ted. Ted. Love. Ted.
It's always something simple, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like this exotic guy.
Yeah.
But Tori Spelling can be like, oh my God, Ted never looks anybody in the eye. You're not even allowed to look Ted in the eye. Don't look him in the eye. But they're staring at each other from across the room into each other's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ted walks up and Tori's like almost in a full bow, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Ted walks up to Carrie and he's like, a pill hat. I haven't seen a pill hat. In a long, long time. And then she's like, ah. And he's like, would you like to come crabbing with me? or fishing.
This is like a New Hampshire day camp. The activities that you can do in the cult: crabbing, fishing, puzzle making. On the English countryside, I love that. No, I love it.
Different. Like puzzles.
But that's part of
the
cult.
Do you know what a bird is?
It's part of the cult charm.
He's like, would you like to ride a bird scooter with me?
He's like, let's go fishing. So he takes her out like on a pond on like a boat.
Yeah. Give a woman a fish, she'll eat it. Teach a woman to fish, she'll fuck you forever.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God. Oh.
So they have like a really romantic like pond fishing like date, essentially.
Yeah.
And then like he gets the fish and then like prepares her dinner in his like cottage and is kind of like wooing her. And she's like, oh my God, like, am I really going to like sleep with this cult member guy? Like, what's happening? And she's like kind of trying to make up excuses, or she's like, maybe I should get back to like the girls and like check in. And he's like, no, they are fine.
Yeah. And then like, he starts like funny things, not funny things, but like weird things start happening. Like,
yeah.
He locks the door behind them.
Yeah. And I think that he, like, she doesn't see it, but he's like fully kind of has her trapped in there, and he like kisses her and they like fall into bed together.
Well, how about instead of actually having sex with her, like they fall into bed and she's like, okay, fuck it, I'm just going to go with this. And mm-hmm. she starts going and he's like, stop. And he just gets up and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, oh my God, what did I do? I can't even get banged by the head of a sex cult.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
And it makes her want him even more because he's like, no. He's like, you should go back to the girls.
Yeah.
This was beautiful. And kisses her on the cheek.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck?
Okay, so let's cut to Charlotte.
Charlotte is...
Because we don't know where she is,
we
right?
We don't know where she is.
Okay, so Charlotte has been, like, basically following the red rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she can't find the red-headed guy. And she's looking everywhere. And then she comes upon this really, really short, cute, older guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hi. I imagine him like Beverly Leslie from Will and Grace. You know, the little guy.
Yeah.
Like, hello, Karen. Mm-hmm. So she comes across him. And he's like, what are you looking for, sweetie?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, did you see a redheaded prince walk by here? And he's like, I've had a nickel every time I was that, honey. Now lay down, lay down. And then he does something to her where she's just like out.
Mm-hmm. And he like drags her off.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know where.
Like,
yeah. I think like every one of the girls has been like dragged off. So Samantha's
right,
been like kidnapped by
now.
The doctor.
Right.
Miranda or Charlotte's been kidnapped by that little guy. And then Miranda is in puzzle making class. And what happens with her? She's trying to like get information. Like she's asking lots of questions.
She's asking questions.
But she's asking too many questions.
Yeah, and it seems totally normal because she'll be like, you know, speaking of putting puzzle pieces together, what do you think holds your community together?
Mm-hmm.
And people could be like, joy.
So yeah.
Be like, well, okay. So in my community, what we do is we have bake sales or we get together as a community to play ball or something like that. What do you do as a community? They could be like, support each other.
Yeah.
You know, like she's not getting anywhere and she's just getting pissed.
Yeah. So then she's like, ugh, like I'm going to go. And I feel like someone has to be kind of like on to her. Like she's asking too many questions. And
maybe
like
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling is like.
Tori Spelling looks like she's always on to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't care. Like she'll let them get away with it. Like Dean.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's like a good one to figure out.
So she's like. She's on to Miranda's, like, thick. She doesn't trust her one bit. And
right.
So she kind of, like, tells a couple of the other cult members, and then they, like, sneak up on Miranda and, like, bash her over the head and, like, drag her off. So when Carrie gets back to the cottage, like, after, like, almost hooking up with Ted, none of the women are there.
Yeah.
And she's like, where the fuck are they?
Yeah, and her iPad's not working, so she can't, like...
Yeah.
Get to Mr. Big or anything. Like, no mm-hmm. one's phones are working. So who else is there? Okay, so Tori Spelling is, like, radioing the main guy, right, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, like, whispering in there. And then Samantha wakes up and she's in the hospital and she's got all these hands on her stomach. There's mm-hmm. all these people. Like, she wakes up and she's like, where am I? Where am I?
And they're like chanting. Yes. They're like, Nexium.
And but instead of being scared, she's like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, she's into it. Like, yeah. She doesn't know if this is like something that pregnant women get.
Yeah.
So she's just like really happy. And then she calls, maybe she like buzzes for the nurse. And the person who comes in is like really big and scary looking. Mm-hmm. She's like, can I see the doctor? And they're like, there is no doctor here. And then it turns really scary.
Yeah. And I think that they take Samantha, like, I think that while Carrie is like wandering around, like trying to find her friends, like we realize that all the cult members have like gathered them for their ceremony.
Okay.
And like they're going to like fully like induct them and like brand them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to get them all.
And Charlotte is like, Charlotte has been duped. Like, I think that, like, she wakes up and, like, she's like, oh my God, like, where am I? And, like that little guy tells her, like, oh, we're having, like, a meeting for you and Prince Harry. And so she's just, like, excited at this point. She's like, it's happening. Like, she kind of is, like, forgive and forget.
So Charlotte wakes up.
So Charlotte wakes up.
And she's with Beverly Leslie.
Yeah. And
okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And he's like, and there's like candles lit and like it's kind of like dim and almost romantic, but also sinister. And he's yeah. like, Prince Harry will be here soon and you guys will you're going to have the sex ritual.
Yeah. He can be like, we have been foretold.
Yeah. And maybe
amongst our people that a princess would arrive and we would know by the way she swished her hair mm-hmm. and squinted her eyes in the sun. And when I saw you running like a little rabbit through the woods, I knew it was you.
So as Charlotte's like sitting there listening to Beverly Leslie like talk, all these like hooded people kind of file in and create like a circle around them, kind of like an Eyes Wide Shut moment.
Yes.
And she's like freaked out, but also just like, cool. Like I'm here. Like I'm going to do the sex ritual with Prince Harry. Like that's what I wanted. Like I'm ovulating. She like checks her like ovulating, like notification.
Like her Fitbit or yeah. her Apple Watch or whatever.
And she's like fully ready. So as this is happening,
so Miranda is woken up.
Yeah,
she's been bashed over the head.
Mm-hmm.
Where does she wake up? Like behind a tree? I feel like it should be indoors.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say that she's just in a big white room, okay, and she's woken up and she looks up and it's this really beautiful girl, I think, but you can only see her eyes because the rest of her is like wrapped like a zombie, like mm-hmm. with white gauze. And she's shaking her and she's like, come on, because she can only talk from behind the gauze. And so she's like, come on, I'll help you. And she's like, where am I? What's happening? Is this a sex cult? How do we get to the bottom of this? And
yeah.
she's like, you can't win here. You can't win. I'll help you. And so she's like, okay. So she gets up and they have like an action scene where she's just following this kind of mummy lady mm-hmm. out of there. And then a guy stops him. It's the doctor. It's Samantha's doctor. And he's like, nice try.
Where do you think you're going?
And binds them up and takes them to the ceremony.
Yeah, to the ceremony. So I feel like also the mummy lady like tells Miranda, she's like, I used to be Penelope Cruz. But then I came here to this cult and they did plastic surgery on my face and like replaced it with like a whole different face.
Yeah.
And like now, like no one knows who I am or like what I like, who or what I am or even where I am.
And that's like what's going to happen to you. I'm banning Tom Cruise from New York City when I become mayor. That is it.
And she's like, that's wonderful, but like Tom Cruise isn't involved in this like at all. Like this is she's like, definitely do that too. Like put ending Scientology on your to-do list, but also like please like spread the word and let everyone know that it's me, Penelope Cruz.
Save me before you go against Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, done.
Okay, yeah. She's like, you get me out of here, and I will find a way to get you out of here. And then the doctor's like, you're not going anywhere. Stop talking, women. And then she's like, well, I hope you can get out of here. I'm going to do my best, but this is a ceremony. This is the princess ceremony where we found our one and only princess, and that means we have to make a human sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're going to human sacrifice Samantha because she, like, they're going to sacrifice. Their whole thing is like they sacrifice a pregnant woman and then get the princess pregnant. And, like, through one death, another life, like, exists.
Yes, perfect.
So, as Charlotte's, like, waiting, getting ready to, like, fuck Prince Harry, then Samantha's brought out. And she's, like, in, like, a white gown and, like, a flower crown or whatever. And she's just, like, never felt so celebrated in her life.
She thinks that everybody is just, like, celebrating her lovely breasts. Yeah,
she gets carried out on, like... one of those like things that people carry kings on. Yeah. Yeah. Like they, and they're like waving her with like leaves and there's like this whole ceremonial vibe. And Samantha's like, clearly I've hit the jackpot. I'm like the queen of this cult.
Yeah.
And she doesn't realize she's about to get sacrificed. Like while Charlotte gets fucked, she's going to get killed. So
she's psyched and Charlotte's psyched because, so they're both psyched about to be murdered.
And then the cult is planning on holding Miranda hostage so that then like they can like have her, like that gives them some sort of like political power with like the United States or some shit.
Yeah.
They haven't really thought it out, but they're just like
the guy who's like bringing them to the thing. Penelope is like, I wasn't doing anything. I was just trying to make sure she was secure or whatever. So mm-hmm. he's like, okay, keep her secure. So he thinks she's guarding Miranda, right?
Yeah.
So she's like holding the handcuffs and stuff. So they're going to sacrifice Miranda. Where's Carrie? I forgot what Carrie is right now.
Carrie is like just looking around for everyone. And she's kind of, I think, having like a walk. And I think really thinking about and asking herself, like, do I want another man? Like, is that what I care about? Like, do I really care about this like cult leader guy? Or is it just like me always wanting what I can't have and having like an existential.
Can I have like a real relationship with a man who's in a relationship with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is the cult of personality a proper husband?
And she's just like having all these existential questions.
Yeah.
And then she kind of, like sees like a bonfire in the distance and realizes there's some sort of ceremony.
And she's like, how romantic. Maybe he'll like me if I go to this thing, you know?
So she kind of is like
and
sneaking
up. She's got
her
iPad with her just in case she gets a signal again.
Yeah. And she's like kind of sneaking up, but staying on like the periphery. So no one really spots her. And she sees like all of this like activity happening, like, Charlotte's there. Miranda is like tied up kind of behind, like waiting for whatever. And then Samantha's being like brought in on the platform. And Carrie sees Ted come forward.
Yeah, Carrie sees Ted and she's like, she goes up to tell him something, but Penelope Cruz holds her back. You know, she's still wrapped in all of her gauze and she's like, don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ted just stands there and like basks in the fire while everybody's like, chonka, tonka, tonka, chanting mm-hmm. or whatever. Sexy, sexy time, chanting, chanting. And Samantha's like, hi, hi, you know, waving from up there. And then Beverly Leslie gets up there and he's like, now, everybody, no one likes anything better than ginger snaps, and I would like to say thank you to the father of our new princess, Ginger Snaps. And then Harry comes out, and everybody's like, oh, la, 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 and Kim Cattrall could be like, oh, my God, that's really him.
It's really him. I thought it was a lie, but it's true.
And he gets up there, and he's got, like, a big spear or whatever, because maybe they spear her and burn her. I don't know. But he's got a big spear because he's trying to look all badass. You know how he does?
And then Samantha's like, why is that, like, is that knife real? She's like, is that a knife and a spear in your hand? Or are you just happy to see me? And she hasn't put it together yet that she's, like, about to get sacrificed.
Yeah, and Carrie sees all this happening, but she's not really that scared. Like, because all she can think about is, like, why won't that guy fuck me?
Yeah.
Like what is my problem?
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, trying to make her way to the front to get to Ted.
Yeah.
And Ted's just still sitting there, like, murmuring chants or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ted is about... Leslie's giving his speech over there. they're like, meh, meh, ginger, ginger. And he's like giving a speech to all the people and he's coming to the climax and Harry is like lifting his spear. And then Sarah Jessica Parker, right when he's about to like give the thumbs to like do it, Ted, she's like, hey, I think we need to talk, don't you? And like breaks him out of his.
Yeah. She's like, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. Can I talk to you?
And he's like, like I'm kind of in the middle of something. And she's like, please, like, come on. Like, something happened.
She's like, if you want to be in the middle of something better, i.e. me and Big, you better talk to me right now.
So he like goes off with her and it's like, everyone kind of presses pause.
Well, everyone's still kind of going because they're just waiting to get the signal and they haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah.
And then Harry's just standing there with a spear. But now that Ted's not looking, Penelope Cruz runs towards the thing and grabs a spear and spears Harry. And then she rips off her thing and it's been Meghan Markle the whole time. She
only came up
with the Penelope Cruz story to get him off their, to get him off her trail. And she's getting revenge on Harry for leaving her and embarrassing her.
So Meghan Markle, so what happened to Penelope Cruz then? Meghan Markle killed Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, she joined the cult, killed Penelope Cruz, and then said she was Penelope Cruz with a different face, so she had to wear gauze.
Penelope Cruz was in the cult and did get the surgery, but then Meghan Markle infiltrated secretly, and she like decided with Penelope was like, kill me and take my identity, wear this gauze. And so Meghan killed her, and then Meghan was posturing as Penelope Cruz with this plastic surgery. Okay,
and then Meghan Markle was only saying kill Tom Cruise just because Tom Cruise was supposed to come to their wedding. It didn't. So she's been really offended. So that's why she wanted Tom Cruise dead.
She thought that was rude.
So she gets her revenge on Harry. And then all hell breaks loose. And Carrie gets so mad when she... It, basically, Ted is like, I'm not into you. I have all these women. What...
He's getting like really frustrated. Like she's now just driving him crazy.
Yeah, because she's all like, what's your Wi-Fi password? I have to interview you. Big has to meet you. I can't make this decision without Big.
Yeah.
And he's like, who's Big? What the fuck are you talking about? And he's getting so mad that he has an aneurysm.
And he just drops dead. Yeah. And she's asking him like over and over, like being annoying. He just drops dead.
Yeah,
so
he drops dead.
All pandemonium has broken out. Like Meghan quickly like unties Miranda and like Charlotte's like, wait, you killed him? That was my one chance. And like, and Meghan's like, come on. And so she like grabs Samantha and Charlotte and Miranda and starts like running with them. She's like, my like Secret Service agents are coming. They're going to like rescue and raid this place. Like we got to get out of here before they bomb it. Like I told them to just drop a bomb on it and that's what they're going to do. But we got to get the fuck out of here.
And Carrie, Carrie's with them too, right?
So yeah, and so Carrie's running, like,
so she catches up.
The guy, Ted falls over as an aneurysm and Carrie's like, oh, great. Like, oh, perfect. Like, why don't you just like classic man, like not listening to anything, like blah, blah, blah. And then Meghan's like, come on. And so they all like grab her and they start running through the forest.
So they get back to this puzzle area where Miranda was doing her puzzle. Miranda was doing her puzzle, right?
Yeah.
So they get back to the puzzle place and they're hiding, right? And they're like, what do we do? What do we do? And Carrie's like, I'm not getting service. I don't even know how we're supposed to call. You know, what are we going to do? So she looks at her iPad that she still has with her and she does have the Wi-Fi now because they're back like in the houses. And so Big's like, how you doing, kid? And she's like, you will not believe what just happened. No. And she's he's like, where are you? So she reverses the camera and she's showing him and stuff, and she like kind of settles on a table. And then she gets a call from Charlotte's husband on the other line, so she answers and she's like, we are in a serious situation, can Charlotte call you right back? And he's like, oh my god, I just got a boner. And then
and Charlotte's
like, why?
Hold on to that boner, Harry. I'm coming.
And it could be like, and then they could realize the reason he got the boner was because the FaceTime camera was on a puzzle. And that day, looking at the newspaper, he was looking at the crossword puzzle that whole time.
So he has boners for puzzles.
He gets boners when he sees puzzles.
Oh my god. I love that.
Right?
So that that case is cracked. Thank yeah. God.
And then Megan tells her, you know what? I get it. Guys get boners during weird things. Mm-hmm. Harry used to get them whenever I swept the floor. Mm-hmm. And I've saved some of his sperm and froze it. So I'll give some to you.
But we got to fucking go. Like now we got to run because the bombs are coming. So they run through the forest and like it's like a really dramatic like action sequence where it's like, will they get out in time? And they're running and there's like a helicopter that like drops like a ladder down and like picks them all up. And then
a Jeep comes in and like stops and he's like, wait, don't get on the helicopter. And this guy, the driver comes running up and he's like, don't forget you lost your breast pump in my car. I brought it to you. And she's like, that is the nicest thing any man has ever done for me.
She's like, thank you.
Do you want to be the father of my, I don't even care who the father of my baby is. The real father of my baby turns around when I've left something in the car. And then mm-hmm. they're like, oh, romance.
And so she gets her breast pump back. Carrie gets like pulled up in the helicopter. Charlotte pulled up in the helicopter. Samantha. But then Miranda is like, she's like, no, I'm not going.
Oh.
And
Miranda's like, no, she sees all of these explosions behind her and all this stuff starting to happen. And she's like, this is where I can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And what she doesn't see is there's someone in the camera taking pictures. And so back in, and they're like, no, Miranda, please. But the helicopter goes away and the ladies are all crying. Well, except for Samantha, because she's like making out with her new husband or whatever. Yeah. And then we see someone taking pictures behind a tree. And Miranda has finally found her true cause. She turns around and goes back. So back at the hospital.
So wait, Miranda stays. Like, Miranda's like...
Miranda stayed, I guess, to fit...
Well, or does she walk into the fire? Yeah, like, so...
Oh, you were going to have her walk into the fire?
Well, yeah, I was going to have her walk into the flames, because she can never bounce back now.
Well, she thought that. Okay, so maybe they think she's killing herself, and she's walking back into the flames, and someone's taking pictures. So then, we're back in New York, and we just assume Miranda's dead, right? Mm-hmm. So then, we're seeing all their little lives, you know? It's like,
maybe all these... Maybe like all these newspaper stories come out and it says like Miranda Hobbs linked to like crazy sex cult, and so now
saving them because like the little camera that got her picture, the little guy taking her picture, is like getting her running away from fire like she was trying to save all these people. So maybe the story came back in all the newspapers like Miranda saved
three friends who got indoctrinated into sex.
Like, so she's like a
her
huge,
three best friends.
Right. And she just had a weird identity thing going on for a moment because she was trying to trick the cult.
Yeah.
So that they would like buy it.
So she comes like all these newspaper articles come out. She like seeks asylum in like Britain for a while to like weather out the storm and like create her PR strategy. And then so her narrative is that she pretended to be trans so that the cult would accept, like she makes up a whole lie.
Yeah, her story was that she was just pretending to be sexually more open so that she could get into the sex cult in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But she was really opening up everybody's discussions about what sexuality really is while saving victims of sex trafficking. So she comes back as like a hero.
Okay. And she's like learned a lot about communities from this.
Puzzles.
So she's like, I'm taking the positive elements that I've learned from a tragic situation and applying them to my like mayoral campaign.
Make, like, tent, like gorgeous glamping tent cabins like they had on the property, mm-hmm. like for poor people. So it's a few months later, and
she saved like a bunch of the women that were in the cult.
Yeah, and we hear like the theme music, like boom, 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 and then we see Charlotte boning her husband. You know, while there's a puzzle open, and then like a picture of Miranda on the front running from the fire,
mm-hmm.
and then we see Miranda like walking through the West Wing, like she's the mayor mm-hmm. of everything, and then.
walking through the West Wing of the White House, as mayors do. She's getting like
the mayor house of the mayor.
Yeah,
house.
She's getting a chance to meet and greet the new president, who's not Donald Trump since it's 5 years in the future. It's like a Democrat president, and they're like shaking hands, and she's getting like a medal of bravery,
yeah.
of mayor bravery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Charlotte was boning, so we got her taken care of. Who else do we have? Samantha.
Samantha's in the delivery room. So okay, so Samantha's in the same hospital that Big is in, but she's giving birth. And Big...
And Carrie's just standing outside the window crying because Samantha has someone now to be with her. And it's that guy from the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And he's standing there, and then she squirts on him. Because remember, that's from birth that episode fluid. Where she squirts.
Yeah. She just squirts. It's not really squirting as much as it is. Well, freaking maybe she water, does have a birth.
Like she squirts,
she has a birth orgasm. So while she's giving birth, what Samantha didn't know is that giving birth is the most orgasmic thing of all. And so she's like, oh my God. And like, then like the baby comes out and she squirts. And the Jeep driver is like... in love. They're more in love than ever.
Yeah.
And as Samantha is giving birth, Big is taking his dying breath.
Yeah. Big is... So Carrie goes back and Big is like, you know, kid, I don't know that I'm going to make it to see that you find your next one. She can be like, it's okay. I can never find another you. I can never find another you. And then, does he die? I feel so bad. You have to say it. I don't want to kill Big.
Big dies.
Oh my God.
But Samantha, like, I think when she gives birth, we find out, like, I think the FBI like raid the hospital and they go to the Jeep guy and place him under arrest. And they're like, you are like, you're running. And we find out that he's the one that was running this whole sex tourism thing as like an undercover driver. And he had like, basically plotted to like have Big get this like bullet to the brain
that
then they could go to their next vacation and lure all these women into the sex cult. Like it was part of his master plan.
Oh my gosh. And poor Samantha.
And he was hanging out with Samantha and like so that he eventually could like lure her back in because that cult will like never be over. It's like just gonna keep on having iteration.
Yeah.
So the FBI like places him under arrest and then like Miranda, and we find out that like Miranda has done all this like behind the scenes, like investigation to like nab this guy. So Samantha is all alone and Carrie's all alone. And that's when they realize that they're meant to be there for each other and be each other's partners and raise this little baby.
Steve didn't die. We'll just ignore Steve.
No,
we
Steve is like Steve. Around. He's like, Steve's he's just like a house husband.
Yeah, he's around.
Yeah. So Carrie and Samantha, they embrace and they have this moment where Samantha's like, well, I don't have a man. And Carrie's like, well, I don't have a man. And I don't even know if I want a man. And Samantha's like, tell me about it.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like look in each other's eyes and they're like, we should be each other's partners. And then the baby starts crying. And like a nurse like brings Samantha her baby boy and like places him in her arms.
Maybe they both just stare at the baby like gross, like they don't know what to do with it. And then Sam Jones comes in and takes it.
Yeah, but I think before Sam Jones takes it, Samantha's like, what should we name him? Or Carrie's like, what are you going to name him? And then Samantha goes, Big. And then the baby's crying and then they're both like, ooh. And then she's like, Sam. And then Sam Jones comes in and like takes it and like then it's fine. And then like Carrie and Samantha are together, best friends and partners.
Yeah. And then the newspaper, back to the newspaper, since that's been in the whole thing over and over again, we could see the cover of a newspaper where Mayor what's her buns? Mayor Miranda is surrounded by her alternative family. And it's like the two women with the baby and Charlotte and a puzzle in her arms.
And Steve in the background.
Yeah, Steve just poking his head up above trying to photobomb.
And
you guys, that's really...
That is that.
That worked out.
Yeah.
I feel like that worked out.
That
like,
worked out really well.
I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have
wish
to
I was
lose...
a lesbian. I mean, those are the best kind of movies.
Yeah, sometimes you have to lose something to gain something.
Sometimes you have to, like... lose a husband to gain a sister.
Yeah.
A sister wife.
So what do we call this? Sex in the City 3 sister wives?
Nix of them.
Oh, maybe in the credits they can do like instead of getting branded with the cult, whatever, Miranda Samantha, Carrie, and Charlotte all get like branded with like a sassy, like cute brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like on their hip bones. They're
like a SMC or yeah. something.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Sex in the City Sister Wives or Sex in the City. Oh my gosh. Iraq? I mean, I don't know.
Sex in the City Iraq. No, come on. What are we going to call it?
Sex in the City. Three, maybe just like sister wives. I think is yeah, really
I like
good.
Sister wives. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I avoid it because it's a TLC show, but I think with Sex in the City 3 in front of it,
yeah, then it works.
It transcends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow,
that
what
was
an
so
adventure!
Fun. Yeah, that was really fun. God,
I'm
I miss
so
those
glad
girls.
You came to do this podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
I've been
you.
Wanting to do this. So
yeah,
bad.
That was really, I had no idea where it was going to go. And then it went to all these amazing
yeah,
places.
It worked out.
Yeah,
I think it that did. Would do so much better than part two.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I like creating a little more high stakes.
Yeah, me too. And I like bombs.
Tell everyone where they can find you, as if they don't know already.
Watch What Crappens and Rose Pricks Podcast, Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast are my podcasts. Watch What Crappens is on tour. Next week, we're in Atlanta for two shows and West Palm Beach. And then it's September, we're in Denver. So come out and buy some tickets. Come
love.
To the shows, y'all.
Yeah, go to the shows.
Listen to the shows.
You guys
talk
are
every
so
day.
Funny.
We love you. And go listen to Laura's episode. Of yeah. Shaws of Sunset.
Shaws of Sunset. I'm Monday back. I'm a huge Shaws head now.
Are you? Did you watch it again this last week?
No, I'm saving them up to like have a binge
yeah,
moment.
That's how they do it. They binge on that show.
Yeah.
It's a good way to do it.
Well, thank you again for being my
so
Sex in the City 3
me.
Cohort. And until
love
next
you.
Time.
Sexers. What do you call them?
I don't know. I need a name for them.
Yeah. What's up, sexies?
Stay sexy. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.